Yes, I'm Brandon Johnson.
Chris Hurst.
Ron Powers.
And we are here with Wake the Bear Radio, which is dedicated to waking up the bear of California. We've been asleep too long. Things have been happening. And we want to restore the roar to people in California. That's why we're here tonight. That's why we've dedicated this time. We're glad you've joined us. We're going to be taking calls tonight at 8:30. We'd love to hear from you. So call in at 8:30. And we're going to be taking calls at 479-1080 KSCO Radio.
All right. You know what? We're going to switch gears tonight. You know, we've been doing vaccination. And by the way, on vaccination, you know.
No, right back Ron, in. Not Go. Vaccinations.
In Santa Cruz County, according to the health agency there, the last four deaths last month, three of them were fully vaccinated.
Wow.
But that's another topic. We're done with that topic. Yeah. We're going to go on to another topic, and it's really exciting to talk about. Well, I don't know if it's exciting, but it's definitely an important one. It is voter fraud.
Yeah, voter fraud is a big deal, and we really need to keep our eyes on the prize. We can keep our eye on the ball, keep bringing the election back over and over again. It's unfortunately the mainstream corporate media that's been captured knows that we are a frenetic, forgetful people, and if they can just flood the news cycle with other distracting things, we'll forget about 2020. And a lot of people are trying, are at that place where they're just going to, well, we'll just move on to 2022. And no. If we don't fix the last election, if we don't fix the problems that happened, we will not have fair and free elections again. We've got to fix it.
Well, and part of the hope of, I think, the cabal and those that are working against us is that our attention span will be very short, and that if they can distract us with something shiny, we're going to be thinking about something else. That's a lot of what false flags are. Mm-hmm. And so we want to keep our eye on the subject that's most important, which is election integrity.
Yeah. Definitely. So before we jump into that, a couple quick things that have been happening this week that everybody's kind of talking about. One of them is that Gavin Newsom has not been seen in 2 weeks except for potentially at a wedding. We don't know if that's a... We've heard rumors that he may have had... it was an effect of the booster that he took. And we don't know that for sure. But one thing we do know for sure is even though Gavin Newsom, we don't like his politics, we pray for him because he's not our enemy. The enemy behind him is our enemy, not him. So, and I'm praying that God will actually use this situation with him to change his mind about the direction he's been going. And isn't it gracious and merciful for God to, like, have someone have to check where they're going? Like, he'll if someone is on a path of destruction, he'll knock them off their horse so that they can open their eyes.
That's right. Yeah. It's God's grace.
We all have a long list of things we probably are not very happy that he has done, but yet to be able to separate what a person does from who a person is, mm-hmm. and he is made in the image of God. And so, you know, I'd like to just pray for him.
Go for it, Chris.
You know, he's been out of the spotlight. I don't think we're getting the full scoop. We're certainly not going to trust the media, and we're not going to propagate rumors.
Yeah, we're not going to be baited either. You said, do you want to be baited?
No, we don't want to be baited to say, oh, he's got a vaccine injury, because there have been some sources that have said that. But the truth is, we do not know. And until something is confirmed, we want to have a lot of integrity on this show, and we want to say what we've researched and we can confirm. So I'm just going to pray for him, if that's all right.
Yeah, go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah, Father, we just know that Gavin Newsom is a leader of our state, our great state of California. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we're asking that you show up wherever he is, and he will have an encounter with you.
Yes, Lord.
We're asking that he could meet you, Lord Jesus, face to face. Mm-hmm. And we're asking that you pour out mercy on him, that you wake him up, that you shake him up.
Yes.
That you get deep into his spirit, and that you touch his heart. Mm. And if he is sick from a vaccine injury, we're just asking that you heal him.
Yep.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I have one other thing this week, or last week, that happened.
Go.
Was Igor Danchenko. He got, how many have heard of John Durham with his everlasting investigation. Right. It's like he started that years ago. And it's like, where is it? Well, things are happening. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of times people get frustrated. It's like, where? I don't see anything happening. Well, this was a major breakthrough or a major event, at least. So you're probably thinking, who is Igor? I've never even heard of the guy. So why is that even a big deal? He is actually one of the core sources of the Steele dossier. He's mm-hmm. the one that provided
the lies.
Yes, exactly. So when Christopher Steele, who was a ex-British spy, he created this dossier, a bunch of papers. He said he got this from Russian agents, and it was a lie. He actually got it from Igor Danchenko. Hmm. And so Igor Danchenko has been convicted of 5 times lying to the FBI. Wow. So this is the core. So if what he did was lies and made up, and then that got used, and it propagated into the big Russia
collusion hoax,
investigation. And then, I mean, think about the hours, the hundreds of hours on mainstream media, you know, Congress trying to, you know, impeach him and oust him and all that stuff, all based on Igor's made-up fantasy, fake, phony, and false.
Yeah, and you know, it's the truth finally does come out, doesn't it, ultimately?
Over time.
If you pay attention, and... Now, unfortunately, people have moved on and forgotten, and that's the bad part about the mainstream media's cycles, is that they don't go back, and the lie is always louder than the going back and apologizing. The lie makes the first page, front page, and the change, going back and changing what you said makes the last page.
Yeah, retractions often don't even happen.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely. Well, a couple good other things that happened this week. Apparently, the soccer moms who are domestic terrorists overtook Virginia by voting, out the governor of Virginia.
This last week was a big day on Election Day last Tuesday. That was a week from today, and it was all about parental choices in schools. And it all started, really, that Virginia rabble-rousing soccer moms and dads, I've got to say, in Loudoun County. And it started with their school board meetings that the parents had heard that they were covering up some things that were going on.
Well, they covered up a rape.
Yeah, that was not a small thing. It was a sexual assault in the girls' restroom by a young man who said his gender was fluid. Mm. And it changed Virginia from blue to red, the rising up of these parents. And the parents woke up and they got together. And I thought, what if something like this, not the bad thing that led to the parents waking up, but the unification of these parents, could you imagine that happening in California? And what happened ultimately is that it bubbled forth into a big red wave this election, so that now there is a new governor of Virginia, a new lieutenant governor, and a new attorney general. And they're all on the red side.
Full sweep.
Wow. Yeah, full sweep. So it could happen here. It could happen here. So it was all part of parents rising up and saying no at a local level, and then they began to expand it to other counties, and it just continued until parents started realizing, okay, this election, we're going to cover the polls. Mm. And what has been closed to Republicans for half a century.
50 years.
Yeah.
50 years was opened up, and I don't even know how you close that, except for that the poll watchers are tightly controlled by one party. But this year, that didn't happen. This last election, there was bipartisan poll watching at 91% of the polls.
Yeah. Wow. It was originally started by a judge who made an order, and that order ran out. And they had as low as 38% people poll watchers.
Wow.
And so to come up to 91%, and obviously a lot of red came into that one.
Yeah, in my opinion, this should be 100%.
Yeah.
You should have 100% of every single poll and precinct watched by both sides, you know, both major parties, period.
Yep.
And this blows me away that this isn't even an issue right now, but that's the way it should be. And that goes back to, you know, our major topic here tonight, which is election integrity, voter fraud, and election reform. Really, election fraud update is what we're talking about tonight. And so I kind of want to roll into that subject. You guys ready for that? We're going to move?
Yeah.
Let me just bring up one more thing.
Go for it.
I'm kind of liking this. And I, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, you know, where unfortunately George Floyd passed away, mm-hmm. and he was shot by a police officer. In that city, they were considering replacing the police department with some safety department of social workers. Mm. And that's it's a largely African-American community. It's urban. And they voted on last Tuesday, for more police enforcement, not less. Mm. The people of Minneapolis, they spoke loud and clear, and they not only voted that not to dismantle the police, but they wanted to defund the city council members.
Yes, they defunded those who wanted to defund the police.
Yes.
That's beautiful. You know, I think, was it Floyd that was suffocated to death, right? Or was he shot?
Suffocated.
You're right. I retract that. I am so sorry.
No, that was good.
Ooh, retraction as big as the original mistake there.
Come on. you know, one of the things that you said, Chris, earlier on, I don't know if this was yours or not, but I'm gonna say it's yours, is you said, if we do nothing, nothing will change. And if nothing changes, we'll lose our republic. And if we lose our republic, we've lost this nation. So something's got to change. I really thought it was pretty powerful. We really have to see election practices change. And I don't care if your guy won or your guy lost, it doesn't matter. If we don't have a safe and secure and transparent election, we will lose our country, because now no longer will the politicians pay attention to anything we say, because they control it by cheating. And I don't care if your guy wins. I mean, we've changed in this country. Unfortunately, we went from may the best man win to may my man win at all costs. The person I'm for win at all costs. And I actually think this is a very sick place that we're at. Instead of all of us wanting airtight elections, people are like doing everything they can, especially in Maricopa, to stop the audit from happening. And who would want that? And I just want to point out something cultural here. You know, after 41 seasons of Survivor, after over 21 years, it was a show my wife and I used to always like to watch. You know, the only thing I didn't like about it was that people were rewarded for cheating, deceiving, and backstabbing each other. Mm-hmm. And over 21 years of that, I think that's become, unfortunately, part of our culture. And so now it's not may the best man win, but it's may my person win at all costs. And we are seeing this in sports with doping. I mean, Giants had Barry Bonds playing. I mean, we love the Giants, but they never won a World Series until he was gone. And then they won three, right? But we all know that he was also doping. He was, you know, that it came out. And then the New England Patriots, there was Deflategate. They were deflating the footballs to be able to give themselves the edge. And then the biggest of this is the Astros cheating to win the World Series by banging on the trash cans to give the codes away. And it's like no longer do we care about how we win, just that we win. And the ends justifying the means. And that is a sick commentary on our culture right now. And that's something we need to really be praying about, that would shift and change. And one of the things I wanted to talk about that real quick is James Madison. If you you go back to the Federalist Papers, Federalist Paper number 10, he said that, you know, the reason that the founding fathers did not choose a straight democracy is the answer is factions, because factions, city-states of the Greek city-states, would get together and they would get together and collude against the smaller city-states, and then you would mistreat them and they would lose their rights. So John Adams, who was the second president of America, said this: our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to govern any other sort. And I really believe that if you don't have a people that are they're ethical, that are moral, that believe in a God, you're going to get people that are going to collude. There's going to be create factions, and you're going to do everything you can to get your what you believe done to win, and you'll do it at all costs, and you will sacrifice integrity, character. And this is something that's very serious in our country. And I think that's why everybody should be concerned about voter fraud.
So, Brandon, why at the core of that would it require a religious people for our Constitution? I mean, what's the core to make that?
I would say this: a healthy fear of God, a belief in right and wrong. Like if right and wrong doesn't matter, then you can just do whatever you want. It's survival of the fittest. Whoever has the most power wins. And that is where the wickedness, I think, really takes over our country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, those are good points, really good points. Yeah, and we know that the reason that you put locks on your door is to keep people from being opportunistic.
Honest people, honest.
That's right. That's right.
Well, okay, so something smells funny in Maricopa. Something smells funny in Georgia. Why don't you guys tell us what, give us the basics, the biggest issues here in Maricopa. We got to keep our eyes on Maricopa. What's the big?
Well, as Stalin said, it isn't important who votes, but who counts the votes. And I think that's one of the things that we saw in Maricopa County. So what happened this week is we all were listening to an interview by Senator Sonny Borelli, and he was asked the question, okay, now that the audit's over, what is going on? And so there were quite a few things that he was able to shed light on as a senator for that great state. So one of the things he kept emphasizing is that we are not whitewashing anything. Everything is coming to light. Everything will be investigated, and it's a matter of some time. What did you think about it, Ron?
Yeah, I listened to the interview. It was on RedPill78News.com. It's a great site. I always listen to Zach Payne. Anyway, what I got from there was, you know, the truth will come out. It just takes time. And when you are doing it by the rules, it takes time. But law and order does take time. And so that was the big push. But what we found was, I mean, I saw even people like Liz Harris, who started canvassing. She wasn't working for a company or anything. She just went out on her own. She got a bunch of volunteers.
Door-to-door.
Door-to-door.
Didn't make any money. Didn't take any money.
Nope. Yep. And 5,000 people. And so what they did is they started to canvass and ask people, hey, did you vote? And people said, no, I didn't. Well, it says that you did. And so what they found was like 173,000 people said that they either didn't vote and they were on the record as voting, or they did vote and they were not on the record as voting.
Wow.
And so that kind of starts the questioning. But
she also said there's like 5 people listed in the house, and some of them were like homeowners who owned the house, who built the house, and said, nobody else has lived in this house.
Yes.
Right?
Impossible.
Impossible for 5 other people.
Yeah, another example was they went to a vacant lot that had an address where 25 people voted.
Whoa.
Yes, yes. So some of the things that were covered in that interview was there was corrupted Dominion data files. So a data file is they'll take an image of the original ballot, and then all of a sudden they'll get rid of the original. And so you got rid of the original, and then all of a sudden the digital version of it's corrupted. And so that was one of the things. They had like 283,000 plus. They had ballot envelopes with no names on it, so you couldn't really prove if it came from a person.
283,000 extra votes?
They were just corrupted.
Corrupted votes, okay.
And so they could be not extra, but not
go one way or the other.
Legitimate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be one way or the
other. I mean, that's huge. I mean, people say, oh, we want to make sure that that everybody has the right to vote. But if the wrong people vote, it cancels my vote. Right? If non-citizens are voting, or people who are dead are voting, it cancels my vote out.
Yeah. A lot of out-of-state people were found. In fact, right after they counted their votes, I think a month later, they took 18,000 people off the voter rolls. They're like, these are not legitimate. I mean, they qualify them as not legitimate votes.
But they had already counted them for 2020 election.
Of course. Yes. Of course. And so, you know, it was interesting. I mean, things like, you know, ballpoint pens were required up to the day of the actual voting day. And then they swapped out to Sharpies. And they had some really thin paper on a lot of these ballots. So they were counterfeited. And so with that Sharpie, it would bleed through. And then all of a sudden, it would just freak the machine out. And the machine would say, oh, I can't read this right. And so it would go to adjudication, where somebody would look at it and say what they meant to vote. And it could be something like someone had a stray mark. Say they did use a pen or pencil, a normal one, and they made a stray mark. And it's, you know, it's nowhere near the bubble, but it changed the machine. The machine couldn't read it. And so the person says, oh, they clearly filled the bubble out, but there's a stray mark, and that's why. And so we'll honor that bubble. That's what it was supposed to be intended. But
so this, irregularities galore, basically.
Well, this one was, you know, bleed through. It was obviously, and then at least what they were saying is, hey, we had a high number of Biden votes from this group of Sharpies. that didn't necessarily have the same amount voting for Biden. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of discrepancy.
What about you, Chris? What else stuck out to you about Maricopa that was...
Well, one of the things that disturbed me the most was the malicious compliance and the attitude of the Board of Supervisors about the audit. And instead of the people came and said to the Senate and to the Board of Supervisors, we want an audit. And they were resistant. They were dragging their feet. They took the Senate to court every time they tried to move forward.
Wow.
They didn't want to turn over their routers. They didn't want to turn over their paperwork. And finally, when they had a subpoena that said from the judge, you will have to do this. It says you will give it to the Senate. The Senate, they delivered it to the Senate. They were going to deliver it to the Senate, which was going to change the whole chain of custody. Hmm. And the problem was the Senate wanted to do it in the county offices where the ballots were being stored. They had a storage unit there where they were secured and it would be easy. And the County Board of Supervisors refused to let them do it. So they had to take it to a different venue.
Wow.
And so that's when they got a lot of citizens involved, volunteers involved. There were over 100,000 volunteer hours. And these people, they swore to tell the truth under sentence. There's a 5-year sentence if they were to do any perjury or any mm-hmm. malicious mischief as those that were coming in as volunteers. So the dragging of the feet bothered me. The second thing that bothered me was during the elections themselves, the poll watchers were actually, many were shipped in from California.
Yes.
Which was so strange to me, and they were paid. They were paid poll watchers, wow, shipped in from California, many of them who were obviously Democrats. And the Republican poll watchers who were volunteers from Maricopa County were kept way out of the voting process. So that was obviously very problematic.
Wow.
Yeah, that was it was actually frustrating to watch on TV.
Yeah,
because you would hear poll worker after poll worker saying they kicked me out. I don't know why. They wouldn't let me get close to the table, mm-hmm. but yet they're all together on the other side of the table. So how? Because there was a position where you can overlook and monitor what each person was doing to make sure it was doing. And they said, oh, COVID, you got to keep your distance, So they had this big COVID thing. One of the interesting things about that Maricopa was, I went on to mainstream media. It's like, what did they say about it? Because I kept hearing, I hear people that actually say there was no fraud. Where's the evidence and stuff like that? And I kept seeing this headline saying the investigation proved Biden won. And I'm like, what? How can you? I think you were mentioning they had 100 miles of cars, for Trump and all these rallies and all that stuff. And it's like, that just didn't make sense. So as I go to read it, the recount showed that Biden won. Well, of course it did. That's not what a forensic audit is. So a forensic audit is very different than a recount. A recount is recount all the ballots that you have or whatever, digital version of it that you have and see if it's the same numbers you had the first time.
Right.
Well, if they're all fraudulent, you should still come up with the same fraudulent number. And they were within 99, I think,
so
very close.
Total a complete misdirection.
Yes.
For people who are listening to the media. Oh, well, the numbers came out the same. Maybe they counted the exact same amount. See, there's no change. But no. The numbers were wrong in the very beginning because they were corrupted numbers.
Yes.
Right.
So anyway, that was interesting that they just talked about that and they had nothing to do with the forensic part of the audit. Looking for, were ballots folded? If they were mm-hmm. mailed, they have to be folded. How else do you get them in a, envelope and things like that? So to me, it was definitely some propaganda going out, definitely some censoring going out. I mean, the mainstream media was just full of lies on this and they just won't touch it.
But what you notice too is that when you're over the target is when you start getting flack. that old Air Force, when you're flying over the target, that's when you start getting the anti-aircraft fire, right? And we've seen this over and over again. It's the most secure election ever. really? Like, we all don't really believe that. But they're this overstating the case completely. The most secure and safe and transparent election ever. No, it's not. None of the evidence shows that. Yeah. But they're overstating the case.
Yeah. Now, are you familiar with the Run Back Election Services that they use? This was their mail-in service. It was the same one that they used in Georgia, and they used the same process. They were the sole provider, printer, and deliverer for the mail-in ballots and the absentee ballots for Arizona. And what happens is they print them, they send them out, and then when people mail in their ballots, they don't send them back to the county clerk. They send them to a post office box, which is Run Back Election Services. And then Run Back basically takes them to the county clerk from there. So there's there's a chain of custody problem
going on.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of concern because Georgia had similar problems with this election service.
So the thing that really bugs me here, and the way I don't need to win, but I want the guy who actually won to win.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the thing we're finding. And I think it was Liz Harris in that one interview. She said, you know, what needs to happen. What she gave like four things, Chris. What needs to happen is that there needs to be, number one, a paper ballot. Only paper ballots. None of these machines. Because if the machine, like Stalin said, doesn't matter who voted, it's who counts the votes. Well, if a machine counts the votes and we don't know who really won, they can blow it, right? Number two, there has to be hand counts with video surveillance. So hand counting everything. Mm-hmm. They said, yeah, there's a couple times that people will make mistakes, but not massive amounts of mistakes that we're seeing. And then same day, no mail-in voting unless they're what? A special situation like military or there's an invalid, you know, unless they've actually filled out a paper where I can't come in and vote. So, you know.
And traditionally that's only been about 5%, which is not enough to really throw an election. It usually reflects the day of voting. It's kind of the same. And so,
And then there was this big thing that you talked about, verification of, like, you can actually check with a QR code if your vote was counted, when it was counted, who counted it, and whether it was counted for the person you voted for.
Yeah, they scan the ballots so that they keep the record of them, and then they can verify. Because right now, you know, we can go online and we can check, did we vote? You know, did the county get our vote?
Right.
But we can't check if the county counted our vote correctly.
Right.
Mm. We just know, okay, they said I voted, but I would like to have some sort of ability to make sure that I could have that verified.
That's where technology should be used, but it should never be used in the counting of the votes. That has got to be Republicans and Democrats in the same room watching over each other's shoulder with video surveillance, counting paper ballots, all done in one day, and therefore there's no way it can be cheated. It can't be cheated.
I agree. You know, it was interesting, even when they did the electronic counting, they had fractions. How do you have a partial vote? I don't know if you remember that months ago when Mike Lindell was going through and they had people analyzing the data from the Dominion. And sure enough, you know, the 10 votes come in and you got a 0.3 on the end. It's like, that's impossible. They have to be whole numbers. You either voted for one or you voted for the other.
So it is now 8:35 or almost 8:35, and we want to take your calls. Yes. You must have questions. You have wise and intelligent comments, and we want to hear what they are. So call in at 479-1080, 479-1080. Call in. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what you're thinking about. We'd love to hear some of the evidence you've read. You know, even if you disagree with us, we would love you to call in, because that's what makes us grow as people, is we have a little bit of debate, a little bit of friction here. So call in, share your thoughts and opinions and comments, and we would love to take your calls. If there's not a call right away, we will continue, because we got a ton of evidence from Maricopa and from Georgia. Now, Georgia, there were some significant things that happened in Georgia, right?
Yeah, Georgia I think it was today, actually. I was just reading. Let me see. Georgia, yeah. So today, it's voter GA determined that 74 counties They're not all producing the original ballots. They're unable to. They can't find the original ballots.
Yeah, I wonder where they went.
Yeah,
just disappeared. What happens to these ballots that are so important?
And there's a federal requirement of 22 months to keep those, or keep them for 22 months, and wow. A state requirement of 24 months, so 2 years. That's what they should be keeping them. And so how do you get 74 saying, hey, we're missing a lot of originals? Also, 56 of those counties, they admitted that they don't have all the images even. So they not only lost the original, but the image of the original is 56 of them.
Tell that counties. To the IRS when they want to audit your taxes. You know, I just happened to misplace those paperwork and all that information.
It's somewhere with those ballots in Georgia.
Yeah,
that's right. So what's happening is this is spreading across the country. I mean, it's mostly going to the swing states. I think Texas had said that they'll do an audit as well. Even though President Trump had won, they want the integrity. And I think that would be great to do all 50 states.
Great
just
example.
Settle it.
Hey, listen, we know President Trump won in Texas, but guess what? We're going to do an audit anyways. Mm-hmm. So we show you that this is important. And if it proves that he didn't win Texas, then great.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
And that is, I think it's really, really good. You know, I don't know. I think we mentioned this in the very first election integrity. If you know, there's a guy named Burns who was the chief CEO of Overstock.com. And he actually said that he was actually a never Trumper. And then he apologized to Trump once he saw the wrath of the media and the one sidedness. He went on and said, he saw the irregularities in the voting, so he hired some of the best technical forensic auditors in the world. He said he paid them ridiculous amounts of money to do it right, and they went ahead and did it. And this is what they found. And then they also examined historically the place where a communist takeover of the government took place using voting, like Venezuela and other places. He said not every place, but majority of the places, they stopped counting in the middle of the night. And this is the thing that he said, too. There are 3,006 counties in the United States, right? And the six counties in the six swing states all stopped counting in the middle of the night. And they were calling for one place, and then they changed it to another for one person, and they changed it to another in the morning. And that is a telltale sign. Like that is a sign that there was a communist plot to take over the elections.
Yeah, it, to me it's obvious, but I guess others it might not be. Hey, we're going to stop for a station break and an advertisement. We are in KSCO, 1080 AM.
There's no ocean in Malawi, and we just found this beautiful lake that goes to three different countries, Malawi, Mozambique, Tanzania. This is a big body of water, and so you get 2-3 foot wind waves. And pretty much daily, you have waves you can ride. Being a Santa Cruz local, being a surfer from the west side, we just saw this lake and we thought we could use it to bring a different thing into this area that's never been done before. And the locals saw us, and when we saw the interest of the locals going, what are these people doing out in the water where there's crocodiles or hippos? So we just wanted to bring the love of surfing to this area. And we did it, and it really just took off. We got surf contests going once a year, but 365 days a year, we have programs in this area. We have a school that has over 1,000 kids. We're doing ag projects. We're doing solar projects. We're doing water projects. We're doing all these different things in the community, but done locally. We kickstart them in their business, and off they go. So it's a self-sustaining method of doing this. The surf contest is just a big party to celebrate what we've done all year.
If you would like more information on how you can participate or support this effort, please visit our website at his2offer.com. That's his2offer.com.
Awesome. Well, welcome back to KSCO Radio. You're on Wake the Bear at KSCO 479-1080. We'll be taking your calls here in a moment. Just wanted to point out a couple things that are coming up. This Thursday, there is a Golden Gate Bridge protest, called Axe the Vax. There are about 50 organizations organizing this. There's going to be thousands of people who want you to come out. It starts at 3 o'clock on the other side of Golden Gate Bridge. I'm going to be there. Many of my friends are going to be there. It's going to be an awesome time. Come join us. And we're coming next week. We're going to have Lauren Hart coming in, and she's going to be talking about the Changed movement. She's a former lesbian who shares how God changed her. And then we want to also start championing local businesses.
Let's support Santa Cruz. I mean, the holidays are coming up, and in 2 weeks, we want to have a show that really champions our locals. We know that part of what has happened during this pandemic is that small businesses have been hurt, and the box companies have done very, very well. And so we want to really boost the locals. So instead of Amazon and Costco and Home Depot and the dollar store, let's shop with local businesses and our neighbors. And so we're going to have a time when you can call in and give a short shout out for what's going on around as far as what you're seeing locally and what you are shopping for. And we also want to be able to get some promotions for Wake the Bear for local businesses.
Yeah, so if you have a local business and you're going to be providing, and you're, especially if you're a freedom-loving businesses, call in. We'd love to promote you and so that the big box companies don't get all the
Yeah, let's business. Not send our money to China, but let's spread it here locally.
Okay, I think we have a caller. Let's go ahead and, let's go for a caller.
Okay, our first caller is James. James, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Thank you for receiving me. You know, this is a great subject. If I could go back a little bit to, like, let's say the 2000 election, where the second generation phones would connect to the Diebold machines. And at the same time, those machines were ATM machines, and it was allowed to have a 20% irregularity with accuracy. So they've been at voter fraud for hundreds of years. It's just a good subject matter. I don't really have an answer. I'm really enjoying what you guys are sharing. So that's enough. Thank you very
much. Beautiful, James. Hey, James, thank you for calling. That's a great point. I want to make a point about that. This is what is being surfaced, and what I believe is happening right now is a great awakening. We are actually finding out that elections have been being stolen back to the time of John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, now what he just talked about, I think there's a difference between fraud and election interference.
Yes.
And it's very, I mean, they haven't brought that up yet in the audit with Maricopa. But the Splunk logs and the routers, which they have not been able to examine yet, would be able to tell them if there were interference from a foreign nation or from other places.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you know, President Trump had signed an executive order regarding foreign interference, and those that are involved. And that would probably be part of another topic, devolution.
But here's a couple. Yeah, we'll talk about devolution soon. But you know that there are not 1,000 ships are off the coast waiting to be in, but there's actually 138 ships off the east and west coast waiting to come into port. They say the cover story is we don't have enough truck drivers. Never happened in history. We've only ever had one or two waiting out there, and we have 138. And if you know that if a country causes election interference, and it's proven that you can't bring the goods in from that country again. That was the President Trump actually had an order.
That
immediate stopping of all goods and services coming from that country.
We will see. Time will tell. Hey, we have another caller, and it's Judith. Judith, you are on the air.
Thank you so much for taking me. I just want to give a shout out to Zach Payne at redpill78news.com.
Oh, yes, he's
we
good.
Love him.
Gosh, I've been watching him for a few years, and thank God he made it to the big time.
Yes.
Your show tonight is a masterpiece. That's all I can say. And I want to say, get the dominion out of the devil's hands. Yeah. I'm looking at my thesaurus and the two definitions of dominion, and oh my gosh. I love this one. It's the one, section one, space in general, the definition of region. Can I go?
Yeah.
It's about...
Go for it.
Sphere of influence, corridor, ground, soil, area, realm, hemisphere, quarter, district, beat, orb, circuit, circle, you know, territory, terrain, country, canton, it goes on and on and on. But dominion You know, they've got to go. I understand they've been around. I understand they were made so that they could cheat. So if we have an election, even what are we going to do about the 22 elections? That's the main reason I wanted to call like half an hour ago. It's like, oh, God, I'm so glad you guys are here. Praise God. Your show is a masterpiece. But thank God all the other people are listening in. And we've got to become in unity and stop the voter fraud, period, end.
Oh, we will. We will. People are rising up. I mean, we see this in Virginia already. There were some steps taken to minimize, and we saw a difference. And there was a lot of people putting a lot of effort into it. I mean, Barack Obama and Joe Biden both went to Virginia to push their guy, Terry. And then Kamala Harris, she said that Virginia is the prediction of the future. However Virginia goes, that will be a landmark of what to expect.
We can't use Dominion voting machines.
Yep, yeah, I agree. 100%. It's got to be paper. It's got to be people. It's got to be video. It's got to be watchers on both sides.
That's the main thing. We have to get rid of Dominion. People have to understand Dominion is not benign. They're evil. Thank you.
Yep.
Good point. You. Good comment. Good question. Good comment, Judah. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, just follow the money on Dominion. Just follow where they office. If you do the research, it is not something that you would want in your county clerk's office.
Do you have any more?
Yeah, no, we have no more callers right now. Hey, if there's anyone out there that actually disagrees, I would love to hear. I'm just trying to fathom, you know, or understand where some people are coming from, that they feel like there was no fraud at all and that most secure elections. And I would love to hear. I'm not, you know, ready to jump down your throat or anything. I would just love to hear.
I'd love to hear your reasoning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, so please call in.
And hopefully, you know, we're encouraging you to think, because that's really what we're trying to do on Wake the Bear Radio. Is we want to wake people up. We want to wake people to thinking, using the narrative. Call 479-1080, 479-1080 with your thoughts, your questions, your opinion. This is about communication. This is about waking the bear, getting people to question the narrative that they've just been believing. And we would love to hear you call in.
Yeah, and now... I don't know if you were following on last Tuesday in the election with New Jersey, but there were some things that were going on there. Virginia and New Jersey were kind of the two states that a lot of people were watching. New Jersey, they have 1 million more voters that are Democrats than Republicans. So it's been blue for a long time. But it's the home of Tony Soprano, and it is about as corrupt as they come. And so one of the things that was interesting is Jack Cittarelli was campaigning against Phil Murphy, the Democrat, and Jack is the Republican, and they were neck and neck all night long, which was very, very surprising. And then suddenly something happened. It was a pretty close tie. And then in the middle of the night, they had machine problems, and they decided that they had to take in quite a few counties. They had to take these machines to a warehouse or to warehouses to work on them. Mm-hmm. And then the flip came. And I'm not saying that anything necessarily nefarious happened, that Phil Murphy is now going to be the next governor of New Jersey, but that makes me very nervous. And I mean, it's just like, these machines not working and taking them to the warehouse
smells.
And everything stops. And now we have a new governor who is not Jack Cittarelli.
So is that the one that's a truck driver?
No, that was Ed Durr. He's a Republican truck driver. He is from New Jersey. I love that story because they said that he spent $153 on his campaign for the New Jersey State Senate. Now, senators, that's a significant state senator.
Yeah.
That's a significant position. And he was declared the winner. Basically, I think what it did was expose how tired New Jersey people were of what was going on in their Senate.
I'd love to see all of the candidates only spend $153 on their campaign. And then we just pick the best man wins, right?
That's right. On topics.
Best man, best woman wins.
Hey, right, got some callers.
Go
for it. I'm going to take another caller. The first caller here is Michelle. Michelle, you are on the air.
Oh, hi. Yes, guys. I don't think I heard you guys talk about the California recall at all in this because I know Maricopa got audited and stuff.
Yes.
But I just found it interesting that, you know, it took so much effort to get the recall even on the ballot. And the first few passes through, they didn't make the quota of the signatures that they needed. And
right.
So we finally get the signatures that are needed. And it just nobody's questioning that. Now, I talked to several people who would have normally voted Democrat. They didn't even vote. They didn't bother. They didn't even weren't even interested in the recall. So I just find it funny that so many people pushed to have it on the ballot, and then it just supposedly was swept away as like getting shot down. I don't know. It's
just
that was a huge loss.
It's hard to have confidence in it.
Well, the very fact that it made it to, you know, to vote is a big step for this state, at least. You know, I don't know if there was fraud or not. We talked about it on our very first show.
There was evidence of
there
fraud.
There was some.
There was people showing up at the polls, and they're saying, you already voted. Mm-hmm. What do you mean I haven't voted? I haven't voted. Yes, you did. You already voted.
Yeah, especially down in L.A. County.
That happened. I know someone personally who, in this county, showed up and was going to vote, and they said, you've already voted. So...
Right. I believe it. You know, I just out of curiosity, I got this nice email saying, oh, we got your ballot and just want to let you know that you can track it and blah, blah, blah. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to this person for Santa Cruz County. So I responded with a question and never heard back. Mm. And it was just a simple question. That's great that you got my ballot. That's cool. But how do I know that you recorded how it was recorded, right?
That's a great question, too.
It wouldn't be that hard to do. I know that people have privacy, that they want to, you know, anonymity or whatever with who they're voting. But you could have a unique voter ID number that doesn't display the person's information.
It's good.
And you could keep the images and people could go check it.
That's a good point, Michelle. I'm glad that you brought us back to California Recall. Go check our radio, our website, wakethebearradio.com, wakethebearradio.com. We actually had two shows on the recall. So check that out.
Yes. And we have another caller, Sasha. Sasha, you are on the air.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Sasa, S-A-S-A.
Oh, okay.
And no worries. Just wanted to call and say I really like the show. It's a great show you guys got.
Thank you, Sasa.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, keep listening.
You know, for sure. And I wanted to mention that the, you know, okay, most would say I'm a black Hispanic voter. And in the 2016 election was the first time I've ever voted for president.
Wow.
I voted for President Trump. I was very happy to vote for him.
Wow.
And voted for him again in 2020. And one of the things that's never brought up is voter disenfranchised voters. Because as a black Hispanic American, I felt so disenfranchised by the rampant anti-Trump media and you know, it just felt like completely oppressive, and as if you can't vote for this one candidate. And you know, I guess in Santa Cruz County, being a black Hispanic Republican is a pretty small minority.
Yeah, pretty rare.
I understand a little bit how you feel. I put a Trump bumper sticker on my car, and it was a new car for me. It wasn't a brand new car, but it was new for me. It was nice. And I thought about it. I drove my car for a week with the bumper sticker on my passenger seat because I was afraid my car would get keyed.
Yep. Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? My fear is worse than if I get my car keyed. I am not going to tolerate that fear. And I stopped the car. I put the bumper sticker on. And nobody keyed my car.
Oh,
that's good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the other things I just wanted to mention is that I also, I'm of the same kind, that I don't like anybody telling me what not to do or what I can't wear or any of that nonsense. So I made it a point to walk around a lot with my MAGA hat.
Well done.
Good
well
man,
done.
Sasha.
Wow. And everywhere I go, the interesting thing is I would only get compliments.
That's true.
Yes. There are much more of you. There are many more of you majority. Than you think there
There's
are.
There's a silent yeah. majority. You know, Trump gained like 14% of the black vote and then still lost. That's weird. Went from 2016 to 2020.
Yeah, and more and more. Yeah. I mean, you're seeing it every day now. I mean, even with the hip hop, with the Let's Go Brandon. I mean, you're starting to see a lot of movement in those groups. Hey, I got to let you go because we got another caller.
Yeah, thank you,
so
Sosa.
Much.
Thanks for calling. Call again, sir. Thanks, man.
Okay, we have another caller. It's Tom. Tom, you are on the air.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen. First off, I really appreciate your content. I think we should wake up there. I also say the message is correct with, you know, praise the Lord, because he's still in control.
That's right.
And that's the most important. But my comments are, I'm a network security professional. I've been doing it since computers have been out. There are some jobs I take, some jobs I don't. One job I did not take was with a local company. They wanted me to do some forensics, basically bust their box, which is one of their voting machines. And after I did a network audit for them, I realized some things were going on at their own headquarters. But the devices themselves were easily cracked. My point here is that it can be very, very simple. With one vote, one Social Security number, you would be able to vote online. You would be able to verify whether that vote was you know, counted correctly. And it goes to having a Social Security number, paying your taxes, being a contributor to the system, not a taker of the system, although some people do need help. I understand that. That's why I believe that we need to help people out, but the amount of money that is being spent right now for rent, for example, we're talking about huge amounts of fraud, misgivings there.
Yeah.
These people are also voters. I'm just completing a book that was written about 10 years ago called The Silicon Valley Boys. In Santa Clara County alone, there are 250,000 millionaires. And these are people that have made so much money. These are the Bozos, and these are the fellows from Cisco, and fellows from all these high tech companies, the Google billionaires. And I did have a chance to meet Mr. Pache.
Oh,
I did.
Very cool. Hey Tom, and, we got our last caller. We got just a couple minutes. If you could email us, if you go to wakethebearradio.com, email us.
Please.
I would love to put that in the show notes, your book, okay?
Yeah, and finish it. Well done.
Yes.
It's 10 years, but you're gonna finish that thing. I'd love to read it.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, there'll be a new chapter. They're coming up, and these are going to be some of the companies that are just up and comers, you know, that you hear about. But always remember, follow the money.
Follow the money.
Good call, Tom. Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate you.
God bless you guys.
God bless you, man.
Okay, and our last caller, JoJo. You're on the air.
Hi. I like the topic about there should be two sides for each poll and having the cameras recording. Like that, they'll also see that the vote, it's clearly who it went for. But the other thing, too, is when one side says that, how you said that the machine would count 10 votes and get a 0.3, it's like those are red flags already for the person to say, oh, excuse me, supervisor or senator or whatever it is, or governor, look, this vote's not properly.
Good point, JoJo. We got to go. We're running out of time here. Yes. Thank you so much for calling, JoJo. Call us back again, and yes, I agree with your points, man. Hey, I just wanted to give us a little message of hope before we get done here. I just wanted to say, I said this once before, that if you are getting some flack, it means you're over the target. And I really just, the point I wanted to make here is that when Satan killed Jesus, he thought he won his biggest game. He thought he won his biggest victory, and that was his biggest defeat. So don't lose hope. When it seems the darkest is when you are just about to receive a win.
Come on.
So we bless you, and we say, come on back to Wake the Bear next week. We're going to have a lot of great content next week as well.
Wake the Bear Radio on KSCO, 1080 on your AM dial.
Oh. Serving Northern California for over 65 years. This is KSCO Santa Cruz.